to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, Penduka, I'm coming with you to Miami. What a fucking week.
Come to Miami.
Yeah.
I need a holiday.
Hey,
DJ PJ, you don't have a kick in Miami, eh? I'm coming with you, man.
MacGyver never ran in the movie show. Where are you running away from? MacGyver ain't on the straight more. On the straight MP.
What a week. Where's DJ Fresh when you need him, eh? What a week.
Wow.
Hey, bro, so it started with Melisiwe Mandela.
Oi. My boo,
Melisiwe.
You want to tell us something?
My boo.
Who's Melisiwe?
Mandela.
Melisiwe. My boo, yeah.
So he calls me, bro. He was panicking, bro. Oh, just to give context,
okay.
Can you explain what happened with the show? Like, where it started and how he got to be here?
Can we start with that?
My boo, Mandela.
Yeah, yeah.
So we recorded an episode with Busisiwe.
Nkwebane,
the advocate, right?
Yes. FFMP.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he managed to get my number. He reached out to me. He's like, yo, listen, I like what you guys are doing. You're trying to save the Mandela House. And now it's boom, boom, boom. I'd love to come on the show and talk about it. And we're excited, man. We're like, oh,
Mandela
wow.
On the show, yeah.
You know, we never hear from the Mandelas. You know, it'd be great to have him here.
Yeah, true.
We've got the prep ready. We had questions ready. Mm-hmm. We were really, really excited.
Yeah.
Then the guy comes.
Hey.
Appetit Ngutu, remember?
Did you have Ngutu?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He was drinking Ngutu with his friends outside.
Downstairs?
Yeah, before we even started recording.
Oh my God, I didn't go downstairs. I didn't see him.
Yeah. Who's that now? Who's that?
Rounder.
Come on. Open. Show yourself. The caretaker. Oh, the caretaker.
Rounder.
Ufunan caretaker. Ufunu Puma man. Oh, which car's blocking?
Which car is blocking?
The podcast one. Or the Kia one.
Oh, the podcast car is blocking.
Oh.
Okay. Ask his. Hey, landlord. Come here, landlord. So this is the landlord. He takes care. Grab a mic there.
No landlord. No master.
He takes care of Mashavela Studios when Mashavela is not here. What did you... Because you know when I walked in, you was watching the episode we did with King David.
Yeah,
we were
that.
Playing games.
That, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of that episode? Eh?
I'm still laughing though. I must laugh more because the first time I saw it, it wasn't done yet.
Yeah,
it was being edited and stuff.
Yeah,
I actually cried.
You cried?
You cried?
Why?
Because when I laugh a lot, I cry.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I was worried about Pradesh property. I'm like, no, can't just cry, Jay? How is he going to fend off people when there's intruders? He's going to cry.
No, shout out to you. You like it though, eh?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out, man.
Have you seen it, Penduka?
No, I haven't. I've seen a glimpse of it because it was live now as we record.
Yeah, no, you gotta check it out.
Me
it's
laughing,
awesome.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So part one is up. Make sure you check it out on King David Studio. That's his YouTube channel with Pradev. We did an awesome game show. Like the whole network was there. It was so much fun. We gotta do more of those, bro.
Yeah, Dudu and Ghost Ladies fight. Is it in part one or part two? Part one. Check out part one. Is the fight on the show? It's not on the show.
They cut it out.
It's on.
It is in the show.
Yeah, but like they can't censor us now, you know.
Yeah.
Let's put the fight on. What is this?
It was our past.
Yeah. All right, cool. So yeah, so then he comes, bro. My boy, yeah. And he had some beef with you from the jump, eh?
Yeah, when he got here, he was like, yeah, Englishman, I have a problem with you and your English. You are saying bad things about my family, you know? And I thought it was going to come hard on me on camera.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't say much on camera, you know? But yeah, he did say he's got a bone to pick with me.
And then initially it was meant to be 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about him and then we're going to talk about the house and then done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then we start recording. I'm sitting here. How were you feeling through the interview?
Bro, the guy, firstly, when he came, because I didn't see him in a Ingudu and stuff downstairs, he looked fine to me, right? And then I remember we offered him a drink, the first drink.
And he said he doesn't drink,
it was his
way.
First drink. And I said, no. He can't have a drink because he doesn't drink, you know, so he can't drink.
And on camera
and
as well.
And he looked very sober and sounded so sober.
And he said on camera. And
just settle down. Because you know what, like, when you drink alcohol, the alcohol doesn't knock you, doesn't kick in instantaneously. But the moment he sat down, I think it kicked in. As soon as he answered the first question, I was like, hi.
Which wine is this
wine? Which wine is this wine? Stella walked to the bottle store.
Drop the.
Come on, Wawa. That's why I think I had to roll the shark before you figure it out. This Mandela, I'll roll the shark. And I was like, oh my God. So all along, I've been asking myself, and Ghost Lady did ask the question as he's doing the interview. I'm like, did they nominate this guy to come here? Is this the guy? Is this the best Mandela they could get to represent them? But I'm like, but Ulentuza didn't want to come.
Mbuso.
I'm like, but Mbuso didn't want to come.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Yeah. Yeah, and I'm still baffled as to why Mbuso didn't want to come.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think I don't know if they know the guy. They know him, but I don't know if they knew he would come across as this. I didn't know if they knew that he's a bit of a motor mouth, even worse when he's drunk.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But like, to me, it wasn't the best representation. I mean, the guy also, I'm surprised because he goes all over, speaking all over. I mean, he's been in Russia. And when you Google this, you see he speaks at a BRICS, whatever thing, conference they're having, goes to Russia in I don't know what capacity. But he's a public speaker. He speaks. And he can speak. It doesn't have the Mandela, the expected Mandela accent. Yes. But he can communicate, you know. He can communicate, but I just think he had one too many, bro.
Yeah. What did you think, Ghostly?
Already I was feeling like, this show, no, we're going to have to edit out a lot of stuff. Because remember how we even had a meeting afterwards? We were like, oh, guys, what are we going to even do about this episode?
Yes, it was just bad. Straight after the episode, we deliberated for about an hour here on some like, guys,
what are we
putting this up? Yeah.
Because in all honesty, we all felt like he didn't represent the Mandelas well.
Well, yes.
And out of respect for Tata, do we really want to like not tarnish their name, but like do we really want to, you know, put that up? And ultimately the conclusion was like, hey man, we're not ENCA.
We're not here to represent the Mandelas, bro.
Yes.
To be honest, you know, we respect them and stuff, but if we speak to one and he says he's going to speak in his capacity as a Mandela, on Mandela Affairs, we welcome it.
Yeah.
And we're podcasters, guys. I mean, we've done shows, some were shit because we were too drunk ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, so why are we going to filter ourselves? And also, I think we carried ourselves professionally because we didn't start asking them about things that were
outside.
You know what I mean?
For clickbait.
For clickbait. We didn't start now asking about...
Who did you smash? Because you would have told us.
Yeah, would have told us.
We didn't ask about the funerals, Zinzi's funeral,
yes.
And all the gossipy stuff. You know what I mean? We still asked about the order of the day and the business of the day, which was the Mandelas and the house.
Yeah.
How he answered is out of our control, but we carried ourselves professionally. And on that basis, you know, I think that's where we felt like.
And he released a statement, ne?
Yeah, he did. Apologize.
I saw that coming.
You saw it coming, ne?
Yeah, he called a Xhosa man a boy, bro. Xhosa man. Plus minister on top of it. But apart from minister aside, Zizi is a Xhosa guy who went to the initiation, a Xhosa man. Mm. So to call him a boy.
And Zizi called me as well.
That was coming. Did he call you?
Yeah, last week, Bonginho. Last week,
for real.
Yes, did he? What did he say?
He's like, which one is a song, King?
Peter, how was his tone, though?
No, he was cool, man. He wasn't like aggressive or in a fighting manner. He was just like, yo, man, who's this guy? Like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And then I told him, hey, this is what happened. Boom. He's like, hey, no. Next time, you guys should vet your guests properly. Next thing, you might have naked people on the show. I was like, no, we've done that.
We've done that.
But let's be honest, though, even if we did vet him, we would have Googled maybe a Mandela
you can Google
and see that he's a Mandela and see that he's in Russia.
He's got a good
and
profile.
And see that he's, you know, politically made opinion statements before and see that he's a legit Mandela. So even if we'd vetted him, we don't know if the guy we're vetting is going to come drunk, even if we've successfully vetted him.
Yeah.
So that wasn't going to work.
What did the statement say? Oh, you got something you want to say, Fitchek? Oh, you want to read the statement? All right, cool, cool. No, no, Ghost is jet lagged, so I think you read it. She's from Cape Town. From Cape Town.
Where Cape Town?
Jet lagged is a Cape Town. Wow.
No, actually, Ghostly was reading. You know we love her reading. Yeah, let Ghostly read it.
You want to be here? I've got a flight to catch. You might not want to be here the whole day. That's a very long statement.
Yeah. read it, Fat Checker. Please read it for us. You got it there. But all in all, what a great guy, man.
Yeah, he's such a cool guy, man. My boy is such a cool guy. And I think people could pick that up, you know, from him. He's a really cool, fun guy, can take a joke, and he's a chiller. And I think also he was overwhelmed.
He was too excited.
Yeah, he was overwhelmed by being here and in the studio and seeing you, me, the crew, Ghost Lady even. You know?
And then it's like, so, I survived.
Yes, and then like, you didn't catch me. I survived. And then it's like, yeah, I'm done drinking. I'm drinking my energy drink. I was sober, by the way. I'm like, legend. I was like you survived. Because the manager's sitting there going,
Yes, perfect.
You're doing well. I'm like, why the fuck is the blind leading the blind here? What is going on, man? The manager was so impressed.
Perfect.
I was like, hey, okay. Let's keep on.
He was able to explain the family history very well.
I like that. I like that part. Yeah. I didn't know that what you were saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he explained his family history.
Actually, you'd want to sit with him even more to actually get more information.
Yeah.
Just about the family tree, you know, I think there's a lot of knowledge that you can get out of him.
Yeah,
we can have him back. Yeah, we can have him back.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's a
make sure we clear the desk of everything.
Fed Jagger, yes?
The statement reads as follows. I am writing this letter to sincerely apologize for the inappropriate language I used during the recent episode of the Mac G podcast. Upon reflection, I realized that my choice of words, specifically referring to Minister Zizi as Godwa, like bat in emphasis, was disrespectful and unacceptable. It was never my intention to demean or belittle Minister Zizi or anyone else. I understand the importance of respectful dialogue, especially when discussing public figures and leaders. Calling a man a boy is not only disrespectful, but perpetuates...
Ghost, is that you?
The spirit of Ghost Lady has awakened in our fake checker.
Yay, it's a call.
I can't see
Fooned. You. Fooned. Fooned. We're actually going to come and like, Fooned. Fooned.
Perpetuates harmful stereotypes and undermines the dignity of individuals. I take full responsibility for my words and impact that it may have had on Minister Zizi and our listeners. I deeply regret any offense or hurt that my remarks may have caused. I understand the weight of my influence as a podcast and host and the responsibilities that comes with.
He's a host, man.
Hey, he's a podcast also.
He did say.
Oh, it's the Ghost Lady.
He says as a podcast and host, so I'm not sure.
Okay,
exactly,
so that's just
the thing. And then it ends with him signing it.
He obviously didn't write that.
He did. But guys, the guy can speak. He was intoxicated.
So you think he wrote it?
He can effectively communicate. Yeah, I really think he can.
Nah, someone from the family wrote that, man.
Oh, come on. I think he can. I think the guy can. You tell me that guy can't write.
He's grounded, my man. When did he get time to write that? He's grounded right now.
Nah, I think he wrote. I don't know. I can believe he wrote it.
Yeah,
because
the family has a PR person, man, then.
Yeah, usually PR people write this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've got faith in...
Anyway, I get a message from Syed Buji.
Zuma.
Why is it Zuma?
She's Zuma. Her surname is Zuma.
Oh, is it?
No, you don't know her surname is Zuma.
What's her full name?
Honor.
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 Honor Zuma.
Yeah.
Honor.
That's Syed's name.
Can we put it Honor? Yes. Honor Zuma.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Honor.
So where does she get the Syed from?
It's maybe it's a favorite. Yeah,
her same
favorite
place color. Where like.
Wait. What are you saying, Fred Chick? I didn't hear you there.
She did mention it on the podcast that you guys had with her when she said.
It was a long time ago. Hey.
She mentioned the name.
Hey guys,
she
we do too many episodes.
She said that cyan is her favorite shade of blue. It's a color of blue. Yes, and that she feels bougie. So that's where she got the name Cyan Bougie from. And Bad and Bougie was was in back then.
Oh, yeah, it was popping.
Oh, hence a blue move.
Wait.
Drop it.
She's feeling blue.
I'm blue.
So she messages me. She's like, yeah. Oh, you called me a prostitute, you loser. And I'm like, oh, but selling your bums or like.
Well, she's admitted to.
Selling your bums or like getting paid to have sex with a man, isn't that prostitution?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I'm not. I'm a DJ. And then in my head, I'm like, I'm a virgin. Like, come on.
Why are you saying your head? She don't say that to her. Why are you saying it in your head?
So she wasn't happy, dog. She wasn't happy with being called a prostitute.
Well, people will make those kind of inferences when you go, it's like going around saying, you know, there's this house, ne? I don't know who owns it. It was locked and I jumped over the wall and then I managed to break into the house and chill, right? And then when someone makes an inference that I'm a burglar, I can't say, no, I'm not. Mm. But I just described how I went into trespass in a stranger's home and went inside, right? Mm. That's burgling into a house. Mm. So if you admit that for money, you've slept with someone before and that this is how much it costs to keep you around for sex in return for money, then someone says, you're a prostitute. You can't blame them for that because that's what you've admitted essentially into doing.
What happened with you and Tsiki Mazwai? Dudu posted it on the group. What was going on?
No, there? Man, she called you, Cyan called you a squirrel. And then she called me some blue fish. She knows everything blue. I'm a blue movie, a blue blob fish.
Blue blob.
Yeah, everything about it.
She called me a squirrel.
Man.
Yeah,
that's like, funny though, squirrel. Man. That's funny. Yeah.
She called me some ugly ass fucking that's fish. She called me, put that fish here.
Blob.
Put that fish here, man. Yeah. You know?
And a squirrel. And a squirrel. Please, they must put a picture.
Let me
Google a picture of a squirrel.
The lady said, Afisha. You know what I mean? She called me this big ass. Ugly ass prickled face with thorns looking like fish.
Oh, God.
And she said, I'm that fish.
Oh, shit, that is funny, yeah.
Yeah, blob. It's a blob fish.
Yeah, but the problem is that's her rebuttal to you calling her what she essentially does. You know, so calling us animal that we're not.
Dog, haven't you noticed whenever we call someone out, they always do that. They never talk about the issue we are calling them out on.
Yeah. Because her rebuttal was meant to say, well, when have I ever prostituted my body for money?
Yeah.
When have I ever slept with someone?
Remember,
if someone calls me something
Remember Pori, you went on a live. We were talking about split sheets.
Yes.
And his defense was, you know, I know Mac G from back in the days with Popstar. Nigga, we want the split sheets, dog. Everything but the split sheets.
He started naming other people. It was like, Gabs are this and that. And it was okay.
It's so funny when they do that, bro. Yeah. I just love,
I mean, one of the Twitter accounts was then posting that, you know, that this is what she'd called us. And then Ntiki was like, oh, salt does look like that fish, you know. So I'm like, oh, wait a man, full pop. The day who cares, Oh, I won't quit there, you know. And people actually like that tweet. I was just saying.
That's
but you know what? I think with all of this, I think people like to be in a career, you know, part of a career, but they don't want the title. So I think that's the thing with Usain. It's like, but she owned it and said, okay, this is what I do. This is it. But it's like, but do not give me the title.
Mm.
It's like, okay.
So now that's Monday. When was that? Monday, Tuesday. Okay, cool. I know.
Yeah.
The weather that stormed has come down now. I forgot about the episode we recorded with Kolani. Then the Joseph Diary thing drops.
Hey! Dear Diary.
What a fucking fuck up.
What happened?
What a fuck up.
What happened?
Yo.
What happened?
It turns out it wasn't Joseph Diary.
Oh, my God.
It turns out it wasn't.
So that's why I was like, bro, so no one picked this up.
Yeah.
Because when I didn't know the name, but I've seen the guy and what he does, right? Yeah. So when I checked, I'm like, no ways. No one picked this up.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, I mean, if you know me, bro, you know I don't follow, like, the social streets, like, YouTube streets, whatever. I mean, I don't know these kids unless I need to. Like, even with Seema, I didn't know her until we met. And they were like, oh, this is Seema. She's a TikToker. Mm-hmm. She's got 3 million views, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Because I'm not in that space. You know me, bro. I just do my own thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't follow him religiously.
Yes.
Like, if you were to come here, I wouldn't even know that's Joseph Diary. Until someone says, hey, that's Joseph Diary.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
So I'm not, like, really clued up into, like, him.
Yeah, same with me, because I didn't even know when you said the name till I saw on YouTube. I'm like, oh, this guy.
Exactly.
Because I've seen his work.
Yes. So I saw the episode of Manyanyova last day sometime, right? See this guy, boom, boom. His name is Joseph, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's an influencer. He's on that show. Light-skinned as well. Right?
Yeah, I saw the image.
Yes.
So I'm looking at that show, right? So I see that show. Cool. Time goes by. And then he pops up on my feed. I think he was doing a skit whereby, like, there was a gangster, let's just say the 27s, on the skit or whatever. I don't know if it's a skit or whatever he was doing there.
Yeah.
But then he was trying to say, so the guy on the video was like, hey, fuck you, 27s, 27s. And he was like, fuck you, 27, 27. And then a few moments later, he realized that, like, it's an actual crew. And he started getting scared. And then he started apologizing with camera to say, no, he doesn't have any beef with the 27s, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I haven't.
You haven't seen that?
We've seen it, but I don't think it's Joseph, that one.
Oh, it's not Joseph.
Yeah.
It's Kid Ginger. Ah, there's too many of these kids, bro.
But then, like, if you don't know the
wait,
guy.
Wait, but I'm coming.
Okay, I'm coming. Okay, come.
So then that's when I'm like, no, man, this guy looks familiar. Isn't it the guy from Manyonyoba? Because I'm thinking influence.
So is this from the video of the 27s?
Yeah, that video.
Okay,
I'm like,
cool.
Isn't this the guy from Manyonyoba?
Was this in a short space of time where you had seen Manyonyoba episode and now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because I'm thinking, why would you have the guy of Manyonyoba in your head for so long?
Yes.
Unless it was just like you've seen it like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay.
So I asked a friend of mine who watched the episode with me when we were watching Manyonyoba. I'm like, isn't this the same guy? He's like, yeah, that's the same guy. He just looks different or he's done his thing, whatever. Like he's trying to not look like that guy.
Oh, hence you said he's trying to hide his face.
Because
that guy doesn't hide his face on his YouTube, which I only went through after you'd said.
I'm you like, get what oh, I'm saying?
He doesn't really hide his face.
So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So that might be him, right? But I never spoke about it. Like, if you listen to the Kolani interview, I said, I've known this for a while, but I've never spoken about it because I didn't have proof.
Yeah.
So we tried to look for that video. We couldn't find the video, right? So now, when this lady was here from Moja Love,
yes,
I thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to ask her, who better than the lady who was doing head of...
Commissioning editor
of content. Shows.
Head of channel.
She's here
head of content,
to ask her, hey, was it that guy? Was it Joseph Diary? And she admitted.
And she said yes.
And I even described the scene. I'm like, he was doing this. She's like, yeah, that's the guy. So as soon as she said that, I'm thinking, oh, okay, cool. That's the guy. Done. Right? Then yesterday, Dudu showed me the picture of the guy.
So, yeah, in the blue top.
Yeah. So they finally found the picture of the guy in the blue top.
Joseph.
And then she sent me a picture of Joseph.
His name is also Joseph. Yeah, okay. So they share a name. Okay.
And they look the same, bro. They look identical, bro.
Similar.
Not identical. I would say,
bro,
not
look at the Have you seen the pictures?
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it.
Have you seen Ghost Lady?
Because that guy's slightly picture. Older. That guy's slightly older. Joseph Diary looks like a kid.
Yeah,
that guy's older.
So,
and it's subjective, you know. Sometimes I can say you look like so and so, and I'm like, nah. Someone says yeah. Someone's like, nah.
Where is it, dude?
So you have to apologize to Joseph.
No, of course I have to.
No. It's gonna hit you heavy.
No, definitely.
And
bro.
Apart from the lawsuits aside, but just the.
No, I'm just giving
serious allegations.
Fucked
man,
up, dude. Dude.
Yeah, serious,
dude, trust
serious.
Me, I know. I was accused of rape.
Rape. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my apology, but you know, I know what it feels like.
Yeah, Amanda.
Yeah.
DuPont doesn't even privately apologize.
Zero, bro. But let me send it to the group. Podcast production. There. Okay, cool. Sent. Don't these guys look similar, bro? Look at the nose, bro.
I've seen it. I did this at home. I was like, I see the resemblance, but it's not enough to be like, yeah,
yeah,
to confidently say it was him.
Yeah.
You know?
So how we got to decide...
Because that lady may have been confirmed that it was a Joseph who was an influencer
Yes.
Yeah.
So how we realized that it's not him, if you check the guy in the blue, he's got a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joseph Diary doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm. And the guy seems older than Joseph Diary.
Yeah.
He seems much older.
Yeah. So listen, I'm not trying to make an excuse. I did fuck up and I dearly, from the bottom of my heart, like I apologize to Joseph Diary. I'll take the L on this one. I just thought like, you know, it's Joseph, influencer, light skin. They look similar, you know. But it's not an excuse. And I deeply apologize to Joseph Diary.
That's big.
I mean, that's nice. Career that's suicide,
proper.
Bro.
Yeah. That's proper.
That's yeah, career that's suicide, proper. Bro.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, definitely.
So I do apologize. Like, that was not the intention. And, bro, we're not in the business of killing careers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? So I hate that narrative.
Or spreading lies.
Or spreading lies. I mean, that's why we have a fact checker.
People.
That's why we have a fact checker, because we take that shit seriously.
True. Yeah.
So I really do want to apologize to Joseph Diary. I mean, that was fucked up, man.
Nice one,
that was
man.
Crazy.
Nice one. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
That's big of you.
But they look similar, ne?
Sorry, Joseph.
Yeah, and that has been my week, bro. Crazy.
Hey. Hectic, eh?
Yeah. And I tried to call him, Joseph. Yeah, to apologize privately.
Did you answer? Did you guys speak?
Well, he answered and then he dropped. I think his lawyers maybe advised him not to speak to me or something like that.
So he knew it was you. By the time he hung up.
I said, hey, it's Mac G here. I just wanna boom, 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 and then it dropped.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. Okay. What if now he sues?
Oh, he's got every right to, bro.
Because clearly when he calls you, he knows that, oh, shit, you know, you're apologizing.
No, he's got every right to. That's defamation, bro.
Yeah.
It's defamation and it's a serious allegation, bro.
Yeah.
And someone who's in the public space, it can affect him and affect his revenue. Mm. So he's got every right to sue. Man. You can't just come out and say people are pedophiles.
But I think it'll also be considered that you apologize on the platform.
But who's the Joseph then? Dudu, did you find the Joseph? You didn't find him. So what is he influencing if you can't find him?
Yeah, after that expose, you'd flee. I don't think you'd...
Yeah,
but if he was, there would be paper trail, though.
After that expose, I don't think you'd open a YouTube channel and, you know, and go about taking couples' phones and making them exchange them.
Exactly.
I was so surprised. Like, damn, nobody would do that after such a thing.
Bro,
so
people have done crazier things, man.
True, though, right?
People have done crazier things.
But I think with this guy, he probably just disappeared and vanished.
Dude, so you didn't find him? You didn't find this guy? Mm-hmm. Okay, what did you do to try...
I don't know his surname. That's another thing, you know.
So grab the mic there. So what did you do to try to get this guy?
Yeah, I went through, like, TikTok, you know, because usually... Even how we found certain information about that this is not necessarily Joseph, you know, you read comments and someone is going to say this is the actual one, you know. Yeah, because I didn't know his surname or anything of that nature. And also I tried reaching out to the host of the show, that
the pastor,
but I couldn't get a hold of him as well. Yeah.
And then the girl, the underage girl?
I don't think we need to contact that girl. You know, just considering
the trauma.
Yeah, exactly.
Just it's traumatic.
I'm thinking it's traumatic, so it's traumatic. Don't have to trigger her all over again. So I didn't try to reach her.
No, man, we must find this Joseph then. Must be exposed.
Yeah, definitely. We'll keep trying. Yeah. I'll keep calling the pastor.
I think he went underground. Definitely.
So he probably deleted everything.
He better. You know, he probably went underground.
It's a big thing. Yeah.
But probably. Reach out and ask the chillers to help us. If someone knows the guy, then
we must expose this.
Yeah,
guy.
We must expose him.
Yeah. Anyway, how's your week? So, what do you want to talk about?
My week is good. Nah, my week is good, bro. Just a recommendation. Check out, there's a lady on TikTok who did a whole series, bro. This lady put up like 50 videos and they're all like 5 hours long when you put them together on TikTok. And it's called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? Fucking incredible storytelling.
What?
Yeah, so her ex-husband, you know, like I won't spoil it, you know, but it's one of those you find out like, shit, you married a whole lie. You know, the guy is like...
No, so just tell us. I can't finish it. It's too long.
The series is on TikTok now.
Hey.
What? But it just showed how like how you can use TikTok. It's not even a series, like acting. She's sitting in a car or at home. Just,
yeah.
And just narrating the story of how she got essentially, you know, married someone who turned out to be the total
narcissist.
Opposite. Narcissist, pathological
psychotic.
Liar, crazy, con artist. Guy. And she did 50 videos, obviously in snippets, and it's like 5 hours long altogether.
Yeah.
It's wild. All on TikTok. Like, it's just, like, it's like, as much as it's a sad story, but it's also the powerful side of TikTok or social media. It's brilliant. Who TF did I marry? TF is obviously the fuck.
So she's talking about one guy.
One guy.
In the whole 5 hours.
Yeah.
No way.
On all these clips. Obviously, she did it. Maybe for a week or weeks.
You watched the whole.
No, I haven't.
Who are you at now?
Well, the part where they just got married and they're looking for a home.
So it's like a story time, but on TikTok.
Yeah, story time on TikTok. Yeah, it's called "Who the Fuck Did I Marry?" It's like went globally viral. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I was like, "Fuck! How dope is that?"
Oh,
King.
No, because I'm also there too, and I want to get someone who has gone like watched everything. Because I'm like, you know what, I don't have the time.
There's articles you can read though. I'm sure Forbes has got an article as well.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, okay. You can read then how the story ends without having to listen to her.
Kosti, can you translate what this guy is saying, man? You know that guy who's got a polygamy show? He's married to
Musam Seleku.
Yeah, Musam Seleku. Okay. Yes. Can you please translate what he's saying here, man? Where is it? Where is this video? Let me find it. Yeah, please translate what he's saying here.
Okay.
Does it play? Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, let me start it again. Okay, cool.
Women with children, bayathanda ukuba selfish, bayasifunza iingane. Sebebeka umgomo. Bona bathi beneyingane babe bethi kuwena, mungathanda ingane yami singamane siya. Ayibo. Eyakho ingane, mina ngithanda wena. Yes, angikuyeke vele ngoba nobaba wengane. Wakuyeka.
What's he say?
What's kahle uthini? Best level. Ufika emva kwesivenda. Ufika ngesivenda. Asisivigo isivenda.
Kana speaks very good Zulu.
Asisivigo. Asisivigo isivenda. Ufika emva kwesivenda.
You know, Kana speaks very good Zulu.
Akuthini? Ani zipoise. Okay, it didn't translate. It didn't translate.
Children.
Okay.
Bathanda ukuba selfish.
Bathanda boys. They like to being selfish. Women. By choosing, and I don't know what that means.
By choosing.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Basfunza ingane. They're forcefully shoving their kids down our throats. Essentially.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, ufunza. It's to feed.
Yeah.
Like nyakfunza.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Ofunzo. You should know that one. Your name is Funzo, bruh.
Sebebe
umgomo. How am I supposed to know what that is?
It's a rule.
It's rules.
How am I supposed to know that?
Rules and regulations. Imgomo nembandela.
Hey.
Okay, fair enough. Umgomo, you'd know.
Exactly. All right. Hey, Nina.
On bathi beneyingane babe bethi kuwena mungathandi.
They have a kid and then they say to you,
yeah.
If you don't love my kid, you can't love me.
Ayibo.
Okay, I didn't get that part. Mm.
Then he says, no waste, man. What do you mean, bro? I love you, not your kid.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, maybe this is why even your baby, your father, the baby daddy left you.
So explain
I don't
it.
Get that part.
So explain it. So explain it. Just give the whole sentence.
No,
what he said.
No, yakshiya nami ke. Njengobaba wengane wakushiya.
Okay. Yeah, if it's said like that, I'd get that. Basically, it's just about women would have you're getting to a relationship with a woman who's ghost got a kid, and then now they force feeding you up their kid. That if you love me, you must love my kid. Obviously, fair. I feel like, you know, if you love someone in the rightful way,
yes,
then obviously you say you love everything about them, which includes obviously their kid.
Mm.
But obviously maybe he's also talking about situations where maybe you're just trying to, it's just vibing, it's just nothing serious, but already now you are being forced to take care of a kid up front. It's almost like you are judged. For you to get that love back, it's like, love my child too.
Mm.
And then let's start now. Now you're actually looking for a parent. You're not looking for love.
It's a prerequisite.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. So that's what, to my understanding.
And do you agree with him?
As
someone with two kids.
to a certain, like, I understand his context also. Mm. And it's just in general, because I don't think he's just about we are vibing, or it's almost like, you know, in this culture of just give me money first. That's how you show love. Like, it's already like, I just want money, money. It's like, okay, first, guys, let's date. Let's know each other. It's not just about how much are you going to give me. And that's the mentality that sometimes women just run with only. It's just that from where to go, I want money. You know, that's how you show me love. Yeah, we all love money, but so it's we're losing that aspect. And then now it becomes also take care of my kid. Just instead of letting the person show up and become like a step parent, a step father.
So what are you saying? You're saying the same way people just want money, it's now become a thing or you must obviously take care of
my kid. Exactly.
Oh, it's a non-negotiable.
Is this the broader context of what he was saying? Was it about taking care? Because Nzemi no uthando, not necessarily supporting the child, right? He was saying, hey, if I'm in love with you, I love you. I don't have to love your kid. That's what he said. Was he speaking, maybe you know the broader context. Was he speaking a broader context of you're expecting me to step in and take care of your child's every need like their father? Or was he just speaking of a situation whereby it's like, yo, I love you. And when I'm with you, when you come to my place, don't come with your child.
But how does it work if you love the woman but not the kid?
Yes, that's what I'm about to get. Because that's what he was speaking about, of which I don't agree with him. I don't need to take care of your kid.
Yeah.
But also, I don't need to have any disdain or dislike for your child.
Exactly.
You can't tell a woman, like, hey, man, miss me. If any woman's going to tell me that I'm putting my child first before them, of course, it's my child. And also, they need to accept my child, right? You don't need to necessarily tell my child you love her. Mm. You don't need to buy my child anything. You don't need to support my child. But what you will do is respect my child and be human to my child, right? And I would say you need to like my child. Yeah. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Don't overly bombarded with fake love or right, but you need to like my child because my child is of me.
Yes.
And if you love me with all my good traits and bad traits and good things and bad things, why can't you love me with my innocent things, such as my child? She's innocent after all. You know? So I don't know if the broader context was about, because I agree with him then if he's saying, I don't need to support your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Till
I'm also, ready. Yes.
Till we are living under one roof with your child. Because as a man also, it's foul of you to take a woman with her child, marry her, put them under one roof, and then do things for your child and not things for her child. Because as a man, then you will need to, you know, also look after that child. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And also, there's also another thing of, is the father willing and is the father there? It's always better when the father is not there. And not willing and not interested.
Exactly.
Because you can fully assume the role. Unlike coming now and the father's like, why is Saul paying for the school fees of my child? Why is Saul playing a father in my child's life when I'm here and I can do that?
Exactly.
Because you also need to respectfully give him the space
yep.
to be a father. You know, so I don't know what context, but from hearing it, he's wrong to say you can't love the child as well. You love the mom and you knew, it's not like the mom was like, a year into the relationship, surprise, I come with a child. Right?
Yeah,
and some women are foul, because some women don't say that they've good kids.
Yeah.
Because you need to allow the man to put his preference forward.
And guys to also lie about not having kids.
And that's bullshit, because you need to allow the woman.
Or wives.
Yes. Or families.
They stay with their sister and his children.
And you need to declare, because you need to allow someone to let their preference kick in before moving forward with you. And there's nothing wrong with dating people with strictly saying, I do not want to date someone who's got a daughter or a child. You know, you need to, because you need to know that this person has a child and in their list of priorities, it's their child first. Then it might be you, right? And so you need to also allow that person to say, unomdana, no thank you.
Do you go through that, dude? Because you got a child. What do your girlfriends say?
So, Mac.
Well, she's got a strap on. What did they say?
Mac. Zoksua, Mac. Yeah, but with me, it's you don't introduce everyone to your child, everyone you date. So if we're dating, it does not necessarily mean you have to meet my child. Mm. They're not your responsibility. Mm. He does have his own father. Mm. And so it's not really, for me, it's not really much of a difficult conversation. I do have a child. And if you're not into that, then you're not into it. It's just as simple as that.
But you let it be known from the get-go, And they don't need to meet your child.
They don't
They just need to know.
Yeah, because it doesn't have anything to do with
you. Because I know a friend who was dating. So they had broken up with the baby daddy. And then she started dating this guy, right? And this guy was like, no, listen, I'll take care of your kid. I'll support you guys. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. And she said she broke up with him because like, no, why? This kid has his own father. The father takes care of the kid. Why?
That's dramatic.
And because of that, she broke up with the
nigga. That's dramatic.
I kid you not.
Unless she said, she could have just said, nah, it's cool. The dad is there and involved. Then it's fine. Unless he insists, then that's weird. Mm. You know?
But I'm just saying, can you see the levels, how deep this thing can get?
Yeah. But also that's, I think you're explaining it like just, you know, because surely there was an extensive conversation and he wanted to forcefully insert himself in the child's life. And you can't do that, bro. You know what I mean? You can't. Don't try to be a hero, man. You know, some women just want love. They don't want a hero. And someone's going to say, I'll take care of your child. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to save
man.
You.
Yeah, so that's also weird. Like, even when you date me, don't try to, you know, be all motherly and mother to my child. But when the time does come where you meet my child, obviously you need to be very decent to my child. Because we've all heard of stepmoms from hell.
Does your woman have the power to like reprimand your child?
We're not there yet, but she would. Yeah, because a child is a child. It takes a village. So if the next door neighbor can do that, why can't my woman do it?
So she can smack your child?
Smack? I don't smack my child, right? Baby mama, I believe, does, right? But I don't smack my child. And also, it depends on what. You know what I mean? It super depends. But I'm gravitating towards now.
Hey, this thing is
crazy. This is soft parenting.
You know, a kid will understand being smacked by the next door neighbor if ungene khona watshontsha amapentshisi, you know, because it's their house and your mom is most likely going to say, yeah, vele, you committed a crime, maybe you must be punished. But there's already these notions when there's a kid and a stepmom, and there's that awkwardness of, oh, you meant to be a mother to me, even though I do have a mom. So when it gets to the point of smacking, it could make things go down south.
Tricky, man.
Tricky, very fast. Very fast. Even though umakhelwane or someone in the village can, but there's already that awkwardness and that disconnect of, oh, you're with my dad, but mom is home. Oh, you meant to be mom number two. Already there's that skepticism from the kid towards the mom, which makes it very tricky on can a stepmom smack a child. I think at a later stage, when the kid, beyond reasonable doubt, knows that and feels safe in the stepmom's under the stepmom's guidance, feels loved.
Because she could be mad at you and take it out of the kid. And just smack him.
Yeah.
Because he came home late or something.
Exactly. That's the problem, you know. I think if you ever have to discipline your child, let it be a parent, you know.
Just
let it be the parents.
Yeah.
So preferably it would be that your woman would rather tell you and say, this is what she did, and then let the discipline come from you, in her.
But no. Discipline, she's allowed to tell the child, what you've done is wrong. This is not right.
Oh, okay.
She's allowed to tell the child, before you go out, put the plate in the sink. You know, you just ate. You can't put the plate there. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. She's got the right to tell my child,
I'm talking about things that are heavy.
Not like smacking. She can discipline the child.
Yes.
Definitely, because she's an adult at the end of the day. You know, but smacking the child can easily send the wrong messages, exactly. Especially when there's still that awkwardness of stepmom, child. There's always that awkwardness. Till we're beyond that, place where she feels like, yeah,
this is,
I really love Auntie Subanbani, you know what I mean? Then, yeah, she can, because the child knows without a doubt that it's not coming from a place of resentment because she is not her child.
This is why they say, let's make it work for the kids, man. There's too many things you open up when you...
Are you making it work for the kids, bro? Nah, never. Hey, bro, when there's no love, never.
There's too many scenarios, dog. It's too much, bro. I'm having a headache. I'm not even in this, bro.
Exactly.
I'm having a headache.
No. Remember I sat in the seat and said, if you can, you know, not have a child until you know that this is the person you want to be with for the rest of your life.
True.
Because having a child, bro, and then there's a baby mama complicates things. That's why if a woman says to me, I can't date you because you've got a child, I don't want to be part of the awkwardness of stepmothering. Maybe sometimes you have a toxic baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my cup of tea. Right? It's the situation is messy. They're not saying my child is messy. That situation is messy.
Yeah.
And guess what? The situation is fucking messy.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And I respect that. I'm like, walk away. It's fine.
Have you tapped already at that time?
Hmm?
Have you tapped already?
I don't know because it depends. Sometimes you only ask one another's names after you've tapped. So you don't even get to the part of, oh, I've got a child, by the way. Oh, you got a child? Oh, what's your name, by the way? Oh, okay.
So what do we call this?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So it depends, man, you know? But, like, it's very messy, bro. Making it work is not something I won't do because it eventually will backfire on the kids either way because the frustrations will find a way of seeping out.
We could do a whole podcast on this, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, we could.
Ghost lady, what you got for us? My pepandaba.
Oh, some stories.
Of course.
Okay, unkos. Wife and DJ Dimpo got slapped with a protection order, and this is for fighting over a man.
Who's Dimpo now?
One of the YFM DJs. Mhoto.
Wife
Dimpo
DJ.
Yes.
Dimpo.
What show does she do?
Now, bro.
Yeah. Huh? What show does she do?
I just know Mlungi, see, Extreme.
She does what?
The weekend show. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, sign. Okay, no wonder. I don't know because I was like, hey, okay.
Has anyone heard the show here?
I think I've heard Dimpo Dimpo. Is it Dimpo Dim something? I've heard of the show, man. Sunday lunch. What's your Sunday lunch, right? Yeah.
Is it not on Saturday also?
I've heard her talk about asking people what they eat on Sunday lunch.
Oh, remember, we were listening to her, Mac. There was a time when we were driving here and we were listening to radio. Mm. And then on Saturday, it was asking, what are you eating? And we were like, but it's not even a weekday. Remember when we were asking her? It's like,
was that Dimpo?
I think it's her.
Man, I don't get people who fight for people. Like, why do you fight for a woman or fight for a man? Like, can't the man just choose who he wants to be with? Like, why do you fight?
They must ask tips from, who's this guy? Jarid on Big Brother.
Ah, that's what did he do?
He's got two wives there and a side chick.
No way!
Man, that's my nigga, bro.
And you said it's doable.
Yeah.
Bro, I thought that's impossible.
That's why you didn't win, my man. You should have gotten two wives, my man.
Damn, bro. Whoa, Charity.
I'm so long, I know yet.
That kind of shit gets you votes, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, man. Getting laid in the house and that, which shows you how fucked up the society is. Let's shit talk, man. Like, you're on Big Brother, right? Reality show. You go naked, my boy, now you fuck someone. And, you get popularity.
People want to be entertained, dog.
Even old Abba Mama would love you for that.
Yes. People want to be entertained, dog.
Damn. Because he's going to get massive votes for
that. Come here with your mental health issues. We don't give a shit, dog.
Or read the Bible. Get there on Big Brother, read the Bible. Watch. Read the Bible. You're going to get voted out. Week one.
But I think I found the secret to winning Big Brother.
Society, what? Man.
You got to be the underdog.
Chadri is not the underdog, though.
Huh?
I don't think the guy.
No, he's not going to win it. But.
Oh, Makeke will win. Makeke.
I think Makeke or Yolanda.
I've seen Makeke.
Yeah.
His profile
but
is.
But the key is you have to be. Don't part. Because, like, when you're in the house, right? Mm-hmm. What I've seen is, like, there's cliques.
Yeah.
There's always a cool clique who think they're running shit, but they're not. And then the people on the outskirts are the ones people rally behind.
South Africans love an underdog.
Yes.
Okay. I just think
so Yolanda has been up for eviction like since it started. And she doesn't get voted out. Okay. But no one in the house likes her.
Yolanda's the one with the vitiligo.
No one likes her. And but people outside love her.
Okay.
And then, they'll always save her by not voting her out.
Dango.
So they don't like her. Why? Why?
Because they say she's loud. She's very opinionated. She's being herself. Remember, they're all there like being fake. No one really is being themselves except a couple. Like maybe Liema, Yolanda, Makeke, for example. But the rest are really like all trying to be kumbaya, buddy, buddy.
Oh,
hey, I love you. You won't vote for me. Boom, boom. They're not entertaining the fans, which is what people want.
Give people something, man.
Yes. They're too much concerned about the house. Like, it's like they're on vacation, you know? Like, they don't want to step in each other's toes.
They're to launch their careers, some of them. Yes. You get a sense they're there to launch their careers.
Yes.
You really watch the stuff.
I love it, bro.
I was about to say the same thing.
Men watch Big Brother worry me.
You're really unemployed.
If Joseph Dyer was on Big Brother, I'd know him, I mean. That's how much I love it. I love it.
You should be a host or something. You must make you host.
Oh, no, I hate that shit. No. Hey, I can't do that thing. Anything else you got?
If they do a Big Brother All Stars, would you go in?
Nah.
You wouldn't do Big Brother. Amek wouldn't do Big Brother.
Nah, I wouldn't do Big Brother.
Why not? What?
I'm a very private guy, eh? Funny enough.
And you turned every day because of your mouth.
I like my own space, man. I just like my own space, bro.
Yeah, man. Why are you also my paper under?
So, Thembi Nkosi Lorch and Natasha Tahani, they broke up. And she released a statement, you know, just to let us know that Thembi Nkosi.
Did she release a statement when she when they started dating?
No, did
so. Why is she releasing a statement now?
Because people figured out they dated.
Yeah.
Then it became in the public domain.
So we have to say it instead of it being like rumors. So it's like, okay, let me just give you an official statement, guys. Yes, we have broken.
And also, people, Mac, let's be honest. They're like saying, your relationship was public. Why you don't announce
exactly
to us, the stakeholders?
Yes.
That you now are no longer together. So I get where she's coming from.
Yeah.
You know?
You kind of have to. You
I wouldn't
know, because
care about
it became public when you guys started. So therefore, it's only fair to let everybody know.
So that when he's out there with someone, they won't make a whole article.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Cheating.
Oh,
she's
got
egg on her face. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we could have seen that coming, man. The guy's at the prime of his career, man. He's getting offers left and right, man.
Also, just got found guilty, wasn't he, for that domestic violence
there
case of his?
Yeah.
Maybe that's got something to do with it as well. Because Natasha's also, is she at the top of her career? I think she is. So maybe her team was like, this is bad for the brand. You're dating someone who's a convicted abuser. It's bad. Found guilty.
Was the case before or after they dated?
During. Ooh. During. It came out during. By an ex, was it an ex-girlfriend or by the lady he was with?
Mm.
So it was during.
Mm.
Yeah. So it could be that also.
Mm.
But girls will drop you fast when, you know.
But you gotta have balls to date a you gotta be brave to date a soccer player, man. Like those guys are players of note. Like.
Yeah, I'm a soga. I mean, hence the sport they play.
I'm
a soga.
Would you date a soccer player, Ghostly?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
I don't like people in that like public eye.
Oh, okay. So it's not just soccer players.
Yeah. So just
you want to be in quiet comfort.
Yes.
I'm a chill.
I got a friend, man, so they broke his heart, man. I need a name for him so I can tell the story.
You need a name for him?
Yeah. I don't wanna know, man. Not choose somebody.
Call him.
What should we call him?
Call him Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
So Mike, they really broke his heart, bro. And since then, every week, I kid you not, I think we're gonna start a series. Maybe
on TikTok.
Every week he's dropping statuses. Because he's hurt, dog. Must I read you some of the statuses?
Yeah, please.
I think every week I'll have different statuses to read you guys. I kid you not. Every week.
Yo.
Mike, this is Mike.
Is it not daily?
Yeah, daily, but weekly there has to be.
How long was he dating his girl?
He dated her for like a few years, maybe 4 or 5.
Damn.
I could be mistaken, but it was quite a long time. But she really hurt him. Yeah. So since then, he's on that I hate women bag. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he's in his, fuck you, you don't want you back.
So here's the status number one.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes, bao replace a kaskobo. Sahu ta lifa because uchipia staela.
Damn! Shots fired! Fuck!
What does that mean? Translation?
I heard about replace it with an ugly person.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I understand.
Utalifele is being smart.
Yeah. Smart.
So it's an ugly person, sahu talifela. Because uchipi ya stayela. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Oh, because the girl uchipi for an ugly person.
Oh. Huh? Oh.
Yeah? Who's petty? What's that petty?
It sounds pitori to me. Kiss pitori.
Pitori guys, what does
can
it mean?
Can you translate for us then? Okay, read it and then translate for us. Mike.
Yeah. Poor Mike.
Yes, Mike. Sometimes Bao replace a score was out live because Uchipi has client. Understand?
Meaning?
So basically, okay, sometimes
so poetic,
he's saying that he's really being replaced by a scorebo. You understand? Scorebo Sautalefa because the lady, Kichipi Yastraela.
So she's just a pretty
girl. Yeah. Oh, Kichipi, she's hot, but she's an idiot. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Uchipi
so she's getting what she deserves.
Oh.
Scorebo Sautalefa. Because both of them are style.
But what? The poor guy's ugly, they're singing up. Because. Because now he's making it sound like the girl left him and she's an idiot to choose someone uglier. Yeah, it sounds like she's an idiot for choosing someone ugly.
100%. And what does look have to do with it?
Yeah. With guys,
I mean,
maybe,
you're a fish. I'm a what? Tortoise?
No, squirrel. How?
Maybe the guy treats her better. Maybe the guy treats her better. Or maybe the guy has money. We don't know, man.
Blobfish and squirrel.
So it's funny. So she literally went and like, what does this nigga look like?
Wow.
I share time for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Never compete with someone that has already concluded they're better than you. Some battles you can win, them without doing nothing, just by looking and walking away.
Shame.
Now my chest pains, yo. Yeah, my chest pains.
Here's the next one.
Part of healing, man, you know?
Yeah.
Get you a partner that doesn't mind hurting people's feelings when it comes to you. I must say it again. Get you a partner that doesn't mind hurting people's feelings when it comes to you.
I wish I could ask Mike, man, to break it down.
Yeah, let's call Mike.
Yeah, let's call Mike. Like, nah, let him break it down, bro. Like,
let him break it. Because
also...
Here's the last one. I survived too many storms to be bothered by raindrops.
Yeah.
I seem to do.
In my car, you have a phone. In my car, you go to studio.
Now he's not gonna post any more statuses, dog. There goes the series. Let me call it. Hey, but he's chest painting, eh?
He's chest painting, yo.
Yo! 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 Yo, Mike!
Yo!
Wang is a poison. Yeah, you live on podcast and chill, man. So Pinduka is here, Ghost Lady's here, ne?
Yo.
Hi, Mike.
For the purpose of this conversation, your name is Mike, not.
Not.
So listen. I was telling the guys that, you know, you had your heart broken, you've been chest painting, you've been putting up some status on your WhatsApp, which I read to them, and they got a couple of questions they want to ask you, man.
Yo, bro, what did the girl do? What happened?
Yo, so as you guys are putting on a sport. No, man, it's so that was married, bro.
Oh, he was married, so, even worse.
Oh, damn, it's a divorce thing, you know.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, bro. Marriage, guys.
Yeah, I was married and he cheated on me before. And she fell pregnant.
You my fucking you don't give a karma.
Yeah, man. So, and you know what's the right part?
Yeah.
You know who raised my mom, man?
It gets worse.
Yeah, the person that actually raised alarm is actually my worst enemy. Like, was my worst enemy. You know the guy with the gun for, hey, bruh, your hand is cheating on you, bruh. And I think you're a good man. I'm like, hey, bruh, what the fuck? So I didn't believe the nigga. Then he was like, hey, send me a vacation. So how much do you mean, no, we're going to fight. Oh, the guy comes, picks me up, drops me where my check was. Then I get there, it's in the hospital, and then I'm seeing the nigga running away. But I'm not, in my head, I'm like, ah, man, can't be that guy, Bobo. So I'm asking her why she was in the hospital, then she told me how she's pregnant and all.
Yay, yay, yay.
Then, hey, so I had to, Bobo. So I started calculating him. Hey, then I went to see photos, but she blocked me from WhatsApp statuses and Facebook statuses. And then she forgot to block some friends of mine that are on her contact.
Oh, yeah.
Then she put a statement saying, nothing can separate the two of us, no matter what. Holding the guy's head from the waist. I mean, you know that bridge by half the PS4?
Yeah.
So they were there, my man, like there, holding hands. So the guy three months, the photo, sent it to me. Then from there, I think it's the guy. I found out the guy from North South. Mm. So I made the guy to confess, my man. He told me, for how long has the guy been towered? My boy. And the guy told me everything, dog, like everything. And the hand started confessing, telling me, we've been saying it, but I'm sorry. And,
But Mike, we survived too many storms to be bothered by raindrops.
Mama, do you know how many men have been cheated on and they don't know?
A lot.
Women are the best cheaters, bro.
And men have been cheated, bro. Hey, bro, let me tell you something. Right now, anything with a woman is a risk. You date a woman, you are in a relationship, you do everything for her, she cheats on you. When you catch her, she expects you to forgive. You know? By that time, my man, you start me like nobody's business. You never heard. She even had my card, dog. My bank card, fighting for the leg.
How much did you pay for Lobola, Mike?
You know? Hey, but I'm here, dog. I'm not happy.
How much did you pay? Yeah, how much did you pay for Lobola, Mike?
I can't disclose, because people know my voice anyway. They know who I am.
Bro, you say you've healed, but I mean, these statuses that Meg will rate to us, your WhatsApp statuses, don't sound like you've healed, man.
Well, let me tell you something, dog, man. The problem is, man, I'll tell you something. I'm over 40, right? And I've healed in a way that I'm not in pain anymore, but I know that many men that are going through what I went through. Mm. You see, I'm treated bad. You know, I had depression, I had anxiety.
Yeah.
I was suicidal.
Yeah.
So I managed to survive. So what I'm doing now, I'm trying to help many people. Like I have one nigga. I've got one nigga, his name is Joseph. He has like three kids with the hand, and then they were living together. The hand goes to my hiring this past December, dog.
Yeah.
The hand comes back. Okay, well, before the hand comes back, he SMSs the guy. He tells him, you know what? I think we need to call it Chris. So hey, the guy is like, I'm it can't be right.
Hey Mike, so I've got another status here from you. I don't want to read. This is Mike Penduka. He goes, dear ladies, here's a little secret. Do you know that you are the most powerful spiritually when you're on your periods? Hence, during that time, hormones are high. Satan is testing you. And that's because you're not doing anything that could make you dirty, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's a fact, though. Let me tell you something. We all know that.
Please explain that.
No, let me tell you something. Women are very strong creatures, man. They got a gift. You know, that's why they can handle pain. So in that period, during the menstruation, my man, they must actually pay attention to themselves. They need to if we don't pay, so we pay the man. I just have to pay that call. So you can imagine. And by that time, they're pure. They're very clean from that time. They're pure. You got this up in the town, the Arab, if you understand what I mean. But people that are spiritual, they understand what I'm saying.
No, Mike.
No, Mike, the
network is not that great. We need to have you in studio, man. Yes. So the chillers must comment below. Comment with the cheating emoji if you want him to come on the podcast.
Which one is the cheating emoji? Yo.
Let's see.
Sure, Mike.
Let's see. Remember what I said on the other day. I think it was last week. And also said last week. I said, if you don't have access to a phone, then you are not alone.
Yeah, you said if you don't have access to a phone, you are not alone.
Yeah. You are not guaranteed that you are alone.
Yes.
If you don't have access to your phone, you are not alone.
Mike, thank you so much, man. Let us know if you want Mike. Do you guys want Mike here?
We need Mike here.
Should I bring Mike?
Hey.
So we can name properly.
Divorce makes you a specialist. Uma woman, spirituality. Una ma quote. If you are not, if you don't have access to a phone,
you are not alone.
That's powerful. I think a lot of guys will be like, damn. Right?
Mm.
Do you have access to a phone?
You know,
it's boom.
If you're having Mike for the men's conference, then you know what? You allow men to go.
Yeah.
It's fine. This kind of men's conference is needed.
He's calling me again. We're unleashed on Monster now. He's calling me again. He wants to take it all out.
He must have
a segment. He's like, yo, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. Shame, man. It's going to be okay.
Yo, that's crazy. Yes.
Mike must have a segment. You know, let's call
so
Mike.
So the wife cheated. And she got pregnant.
Damn, bro.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That's wild.
Oh, fuck. Hey, women are wild, man.
Guys, until you hear the story, you know what? If there's one thing I believe in, is that if you hear the story one side, there's also another side.
No matter how bad,
until you sit down with both persons, because you'll also hear her side, and then you'll also be shocked. Like, how could Mike do that?
Let's get then, Mike's woman as well. They must come together. Exactly. Mike's woman, if you're watching, come. We must get both of them.
So and on the other side, what do you think it could be?
It can be anything. But
maybe
just...
Maybe it was abusive?
Yeah.
True.
Yes, exactly.
You cheated multiple times.
So just when he was just saying, okay, this is just like us.
Or maybe he's got a child out of wedlock. Maybe he had a child.
There's a lot of things, like she said.
Yeah, because sometimes people do wrong and they expect the other person to forgive and it's okay. But the time you feel like, okay, now I've changed my life. Now I'm serious. I'm going to do right. The other person is going, I'm fed up and I'm going to do
wrong. Yeah, generally women will hurt you if they are hurt. Generally.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Not that any reason is valid, you know, like, but... Oksala, you said there's always two sides of a story, no matter how bad. You'll be
but
shocked.
But I think divorce is the best outcome here, as opposed to maybe him thinking it's his child and finding out 30, 40 years down the line.
Yeah.
You know, I think divorce is the best outcome. Sometimes divorce is the best outcome. As tragic as it is, it's the best outcome.
Yeah. Anyway, on a lighter note, are you guys ready to hit the road?
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Durban.
Striped Horse presents the Podcast and Chill Live Nation Tour. We're going to be touching down in Limpopo, KZN, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, Northwest, Mpumalanga, and the Free State, bringing nothing but dope madness of the podcast directly to you. So get your tickets online right now at Quicket. So we're starting off in Durban, Ghost Lady.
Yes!
At Izulu Theatre in Mhlanga on the 9th of March. It's going to be myself, you, Penduka, the whole team. Mpo Pops from Popcorn and Cheese is going to be hosting. We've got Babes Wedumo performing.
Oh, shut up, Babes.
We've got Sfiso Nene joining us as well.
Oh, Mkhlobo Nene.
And apparently here, okay, it says the excitement doesn't stop there. KZN's home royalty, Babes Wedumo, will be delivering a mesmerizing live performance and adding to the night's excitement. Our special guest and friend of the show, oh, Nizwe Mkhunu.
How
gives?
When did that happen? When did you get that over the line?
Wow. He didn't force us, right? He didn't go like, you in Durban, you cannot not have me. Because we've heard he owns Durban, he says. Like, you can't come to Durban and not talk to me.
Cape Town is still leading ticket sales.
Ooh.
But ticket sales in KZN are catching up.
Nice. Shout out.
So we look forward to seeing you. And if you're a super chiller, you already know that by being a super chiller, you can come do the whole meet and greet and chill with us behind the stage the events, all of them, like in all the provinces.
Oh, wow.
Because we never do anything for our super chillers.
Yeah, super chiller high.
Yeah.
He's a super chiller.
Big shout out to our official transport sponsor. We're going to be driven by Ferro Auto Investments. So shout out to Scott from Ferro Group. I met up with him last week. Great
shout
guy,
out Scott,
man.
Scotty.
Yeah, man. Also, Easy Bets will be an associate sponsor. They're going to rock with us on Free State and the Limpopo leg of the tour. Yeah. To all corporate chillers who want to rock with us and sponsor the tour or parts of the tour, feel free to hit us up on advertising@thisismacg.com. But I can't wait to get on the road, more especially to see the chillers in the other provinces.
Yeah.
But being on the road with you guys as well, because it's always a movie.
He's going to be lit.
I think I want to do edibles this time. Are you guys doing edibles?
Yeah.
Edibles.
Yeah, I think.
You won't.
You're ready for edibles, but
sure.
You're ready for edibles.
Hey, sure.
It's time we'll cut out the money. It's time week. Enjoy, man. Good luck with them edibles, bro.
How do you think I got the membership?
Yeah. Oh. You qualified to get you. You qualified for Gold Rip City, no? For the Gold Rip City trips.
No, I'm kidding, man. Can we document the first time I take edibles? I wanna see what's gonna happen.
Right, you cool. Mean you've never taken the edibles?
I'm scared of drugs, bro. Like, I'm a chicken, bro. Like, I kid you not. Oh, I'm chicken.
It's not
bro.
Drugs,
Or whatever.
Damn,
it's called.
Man, it's not drugs.
Whatever
man.
You guys call it.
Yeah,
whatever.
Drugs,
yes, sir. My poison. Yeah.
It's just sweets.
Eh?
It's just sweets.
Yeah, but I like being in control, Coasty.
You don't lose control.
You do, man.
No.
You remember the lady took them when we were coming from Botswana?
Yeah. This year, I flew back.
Oh, you flew back?
Yeah,
you were driving
us? Yeah. When you guys... And you hit that thing on the road that they placed.
Oh,
yeah. I flew back.
So the drive was about 2 hours, ne? Hour and a half. She heard one song the whole time.
See, that's what edibles me.
Kanipa in life, then I'm edibles.
All right, cool, man. Ghost Lady, anything else you want to say?
I'm good.
You're going back to Cape Town now?
Yes, I'm going back to Cape Town.
Soft life, good night.
What, are you literally in Cape Town?
Yeah.
You flew for the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn, shout out, man. That's beautiful. Yeah. What is the vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
No,
you're flying like you're going in and out of Alex or something.
Hi.
That's beautiful. Like it's an oop.
Shout out. Beautiful.
Paduka, you're off to Miami.
I'm off to Miami, guys. I'll come back on Friday. See you Friday.
What are you expecting? What have people been telling you about Miami? Like,
not
what's expected?
Much. I haven't heard anything, which I like because then there are no expectations. It's just I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You're going alone with the road
by
manager?
Myself.
By yourself.
Oh. Alone, one man.
Are you ready for the flight? It's long, bro.
It's long. Yeah, I've got two books. So I'll be fine.
Which books?
Buy a packet of chips.
Elon Musk. I bought Elon Musk's book. His biography. And then there's another book, Think Fast, Think Slow, that I've been meaning to like read. I got into it, but I haven't like completed.
What's that about? Think Fast, Think Slow.
It's like...
Sounds like edibles type of shit.
Nah. It's just about like how humans behave and think. And yeah, it's more, it's not a novel or anything, yeah. Or it's like more of a non-fiction book.
Non-fiction.
Yeah.
How are you going to know how humans be? Because we're all different.
It's not, it's the basic.
Maybe like human psychology.
It's the basic, the basic foundation that we all have. Mm. You know, it's not exactly like how, like you can preempt people's actions and stuff, but it explains how we get to making decisions or what influences that. Read it for yourself, bro. I just got into it. Like, just read it for yourself. I just got into the book. I'm like 5 pages into the book. So I can fully tell what it's about when I'm done.
Yeah.
And I've bought it, it's been a while since I bought it. But now I'm going to just use the opportunity to just, you know, read.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
All right, cool,
and
man.
The Elon Musk book, hopefully.
All right, cool, man. So we've got chillers coming through. Find a chiller.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got 2 chillers coming through.
Yes.
And then we're going to chat to the guys at Kia.
Kia the Glen.
Yeah.
Ah.
But yeah, once again, I do apologize to Joseph Dari. Were you guys happy with my apology?
Yeah. Hopefully he was.
Were you happy, dude?
Yeah.
You was fine?
Are you happy, Sibu?
Sibu's
not.
You were not happy? Ah, which last statement?
No, it's that one.
It's fine. Okay, give her the mic. What
that
statement?
That my fan, eh? That my by fan, eh?
Oh, you don't like that one? Okay, hey, so I was doing well until then. So we must remove that one. Not remove it, but just add emphasis. Wait. Say that again.
No, I'm just saying, do not remove it, but just add emphasis. Because saying by a fan is like you're justifying everything.
No, but...
Just say, I'm sorry, and it's done.
I'm sorry, it's done.
It's done.
Casual. Hey, so you got a Kia, ne?
Yeah. I've got a Sportage.
Why did you get
very beautiful car?
Why did you get a Kia
Sportage? If I say so myself. Because I was looking for a car that was big enough for the family, comfortable, with good technology, most importantly. And I mean, cars are pretty costly these days, but I was also looking for, so I had 3 options, right? There was a Toyota RAV4 and that mainly.
They still make RAV4s?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wow.
They do. They make RAV4s. You've seen a lot of them. Mm. It was that mainly, the 2. And then someone threw a spanner in the works with an X3, a BMW. Mm. Then I just did a comparison on, and I'm not really a speed kind of person.
Yeah.
Even though my car goes, you know.
Yeah.
Then I settled on the Sportage. It's a really beautiful car. And I don't regret making that decision.
Yeah. And that wasn't paid for, by the way. He honestly means it.
You saw it. Well, I've had the car for almost 2 years now. I mean, you saw the car driving in, right? Yeah. So I mean, how can it be paid for when I bought the car? How can it be a paid promo when I've had the car for since it's 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2023 model, but I got it in 2022 late.
Yeah. Please welcome our friend of the show, Shiksha Singh. She's the new car sales manager at the Kia Glen. Welcome. Round of applause, everybody.
Yeah. We are Shiksha. We are Ula. Shiksha Singh.
Welcome, welcome. There. How are you doing, Shiksha?
I'm good. Thanks. And you?
Great, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please tell us why you decided to work with Podcast and Chill, yeah?
So, we have had a look at Podcast and Chill, okay? And it's an established podcast. We see that you have a lot of chillers following you, okay? And we thought that it would be a good idea to collaborate with Podcast and Chill so that we can educate your chillers in terms of anything to do with the motor industry, with Kia, the Glen itself, with how they can purchase vehicles. Give them information on the financing in terms of where they can buy parts and after sales, in terms of after sales.
Yeah.
So we thought that it would be a good idea, especially in terms of providing Podcast and Chill with the Kia Pegas for your crew.
Yeah.
So that
shout out to them, man. Shout out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, the guys get so much attention. Have they told you some of the stories?
Yeah.
People, like people chase them.
Chase them. They think he's in the car. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they get to experience it firsthand, you know, so they can see the value of the product that we offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we wanted to actually bring that through to your chillers so that, you know, we can just be there to educate and help and, you know, build this relationship that I think can be good for both of us.
Fantastic. So the reason we brought you today is because you got something special that you want to tell our chillers, because we always give back to our chillers, yeah?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, so we at Kia The Glen, Dealer of the Year 2023.
Oh!
Yes,
wow.
Yes. I just got to put that out there. Wow. I got to put that out there. So basically what we've done is for all the chillers, we've decided that we're going to put together a special QR code. And if you have family, friends, or yourselves that would like to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle, that are looking for parts or for service after sales, labor on tow bar fitments or any accessory fitments, if you put through this QR code, basically what will happen is that you will get a special discount.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So the QR code is MACG2024 Glen.
Okay.
Okay. And what this gives you is 20% off your, or 20% discount off the labor for okay. after sales in the service department.
Nice.
15% off your parts, original Kia parts.
Wow,
okay.
Beautiful.
And then when you're coming through to purchase a new or a pre-owned vehicle, you quote the code and basically we will tailor the deal to what you require and we will have a special discount for you. Now, if you refer somebody, let's say that you are not the one specifically looking
yes.
for the vehicle
yes.
and you've got a friend or a family member.
Yeah, like Saul, I'm referring Saul, yes.
There we go. Mm. So what will happen then is that if you then tell Saul to use the QR code
yes.
and he buys the vehicle through us, so it's a successful deal,
yes.
we will then pay you a referral fee.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think I get another car, my dog.
Win-win.
Hey, man. Hey. Look, yeah, I might need, you know, and I might need a bigger family car. I'm looking at the Carnival.
Okay.
Especially yes. for the road, yeah, because yes. we rent a lot of cars on the road and it's just
oh, for the gigs and stuff.
Yeah, even for the kids, man.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, the one is spacious enough, but when I decide to have more kids, a Carnival would be best
yes,
for a family environment.
Yeah, it's a beautiful car. It really
it's
is.
It's amazing.
It's value for money. It's oh. got all the bells and whistles. Oh. I mean, it really just looks beautiful. It's a luxury vehicle.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Shiksa, thank you so much. So you're saying that if I go to the Kia Glen specifically.
Kia The Glen,
yeah.
number one Boundary Road, Oakdene, Johannesburg South.
So I walk in there and I say, hey, listen, I'm a chiller. I've got the code. The code is MACG2024.
Glen.
No, Glen. Not that. Just Glen.
Just Glen.
MACG2024 Glen. That's the promo code. Yeah?
Yes.
So I walk in there, I say that, and I get all the specials.
Yes.
Fantastic. Wow.
And please remember that this is only valid for Kia The Glen.
Shiksa, thank you so much for your time, yeah?
Shiksa Singh.
So are you a chiller, by the way?
I am.
Ah, she's lying.
That's how I'm eating.
Boom. What's your favorite episode? What's your favorite episode?
The one that you guys had on the other week. Tasneem, we were watching it.
What happened in it?
So it was the one that you guys were talking about our Pegasus.
Oh, obviously, you had to watch that.
Yeah. That one was sent by email.
A challah is a challah, right?
Shama.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
sweet. Panduka, it is time to find a chiller.
Oh, yeah. How I've misfound a chiller, man.
My favorite part of the show, and we've got the chiller in studio today. So I'm guessing it's because it was January. You know, January is tough.
Yeah, it is.
We only raised 32,130 rands.
Okay.
74 cents this month.
Okay.
On our membership. So by the way, if you want to become a chiller, if you want to fund a chiller rather, just become a member. So all the money that we get from membership
yeah.
goes to the chillers.
Yeah.
So if you want to support this movement, just become a member. You can also purchase a bottle of or a can of Chiller's Punch. That's also going to be contributed into Fund a Chiller as well.
Oh, great.
So that means we've got two chillers today who won. Each walking away with 16,065 rands and 37 cents
wow.
each.
Beautiful.
Please make some noise for the first chiller. Her name is Maki Machema.
Maki Machema.
She works with partners in mental health and NPO based in the Vaal. Their main aim is to alleviate the stigma associated with mental health illness and make mental health education services easily accessible to the community, especially the previously marginalized group. They work mainly with children and schools with learners who have neurodevelopment disorders. What is that, Mikey? Neurodevelopment disorders.
First of all, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to you.
Thanks for being a chiller.
Yeah, and for your great deeds and initiatives.
Thank you. Mm. So in simple, neurodevelopmental disorders it's a brain disorder. So basically, you have different kinds. You have autism. You have learning disorders such as your dyslexia, your dysgraphia. So they limit your ability to learn, like your social skills. Maybe with people with autism, usually they have like sensitivity to sound, light, and all of those.
Okay. Yes. So last day they ran an awareness campaign for children with autism and donated 20 pairs of school shoes. This year, on the 6th of April, we are doing another autism awareness campaign. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the 26th, the 6th.
The 6th of the April. Sixth. Yes. 6th of April.
Yes.
I heard there's money in mental health. Is that true or not?
Crazy money.
Yeah.
No, I don't have money. I don't know. We don't have money. I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially within our space as an NPO, so we don't get any money.
Yeah.
We depend on funding. Mm. And we've only been, it's our third year now, so we haven't gotten any funding. So we are self-funded. If we have a campaign, then we take from our pockets and do the campaign.
So the 16,000 from the chillers, how's it going to help you?
Okay, so we are going to split it, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have an agreement with a store that sells school shoes.
Okay.
So now what we noticed the last year when he donated shoes is that not every kid need the school shoes. Mm. So say, for instance, we give the child this year is wearing size 3 and then we give them the shoe. They don't wear them because they don't need them at that moment.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
next year they're wearing size 4, but then the shoes is worn out.
Mm.
They can't wear the one that we gave them last year. Mm. So now there's going to be an agreement with the store to say the school can come as and when the child needs the pair of shoes.
Oh.
Yes, yes. And then the other is going to be for the promotional, the marketing thing. We're going to do posters and flyers, you know, to educate people about autism.
Shit, man, you're shaking. Are you? Yeah. What's going on?
Wow.
It's just salt.
Wow. It's not shame. What
was
shame?
It's
Why? My God, my goodness.
Why?
Shame, man.
What is it been? Is it weird like being on the other side? Because you're always watching.
Yes, because I'm always watching and you guys are so chilled.
Yeah.
Like, yo, but being here, it's so scary.
Favorite show that you like as a chiller? Which one was your favorite?
Which one?
Mm.
Okay, the recent one with the Maibuye Mandela.
Oh, you like that?
With this part of the speed.
The Mandela one. I was like, okay. Yes,
it was very interesting.
It was very interesting. Like, Nali, he couldn't get straight to the point. He couldn't answer.
Is that why you're not drinking much? You don't make the same mistakes.
Hey, Maki, thank you so much, man. Round of applause to Maki Makaya, man. All right, cool. Let's welcome our next chiller who we are funding. It's Bunamelo Moloi.
Hey, Bunamelo.
Yeah, he founded the Bunamelo Melisizwe Foundation in Daveyton. They address youth development and poverty intervention in the community. They offer higher education support through aptitude testing and career guidance and also have social development programs to empower girl and boy children through sports and recreation and gender-based awareness. Round of applause for Bunamelo.
Hey, Yes, come on. I know this nigga.
Oh, from where, bro?
Yeah, this nigga was the head boy at my school, man.
Oh, for
real. Hey, what year? What year? You're like 2 years ahead of me.
205,
right? No, so he was a grade higher than me.
A grade higher.
Yeah, what a fucking wow, man. Hey, head boy.
How was Sol Lilin in school?
I think he was always chill, man. But Sol, you'd always find him with beatboxing.
rapping, and cypher,
and he's always causing crowds around him.
Yeah.
But I was a loner though.
He wasn't really
in a crew.
He wasn't a bad kid, never.
Yeah.
He was always drawing attention. He was not the one with the attention. So yeah.
And the ladies, do the ladies like him? Do the ladies like him?
Tell the truth, they didn't like me. Tell the truth. They didn't like me. I mean, be honest, bro. You know, you don't have to, you know, be honest.
I'm just checking my loyalty, because, you know, I have to be loyal to you.
Now. Yeah, but you know, Head Boy, he was like, you know what I mean? He was detached from. You know how Matrix are detached from us, grade 11s.
Of course.
Grade 11s are very detached from the grade 10s. Yeah. So you didn't really know what's happening in our class.
The prefects were like the ministers.
Yeah. Well, I was a prefect. Oh, so that gives you an idea what kind of kid I am.
Yeah.
I was a prefect. Wow. And every time the guys needed to make like speeches, you know, there would be weekly speeches on the shoes, how they're looking, the you know, like an announcement from the prefect to the students. I'd be doing it a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a good kid, bro.
Bunamela, let's talk about your foundation. Congratulations. You've won yourself 16,000 rands thanks to the Chillers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
Shout
much.
Out, man.
Thank you, man. So where does that money go into when it comes to your foundation? What's going to happen with that money?
I think, let me also first acknowledge and thank you guys so much. We started this application last year and we had no hope, you know, because when we understand that such a huge following you have and everyone trying to, you know, to be somewhere with everything.
Yeah, we get like 1,000 emails a day.
A lot, man. Everything in our personal inboxes. Yeah, people need the help.
That's why we need the membership up, man. At least we can get to 40, 50. Né?
The more you sign up, the more we help.
The more we help, exactly.
The more you contribute, the more you help. Yeah. It's that simple. Mm.
So that is amazing work.
Shout out, man.
We're very, very humbled, very grateful. And we appreciate it to you guys at the Chillers. Please continue.
Will do, man.
Thank you. So we are 2 years old this year. We just turned 2 now in Jan 2024 now. And we haven't been funded to date. So just like the previous Chiller, most of the events that we do and the programs are self-funded. And then funded as well by family, friends.
Got you.
And, you know, just people who would be touched about what we are doing. We use social media for most of our PR and marketing. Mm-hmm. So already you get an idea. That's where some of the money will go towards.
Ah.
You know, and then you find that because of very limited funding, then you find Bunamela has a T-shirt.
Mm.
But the volunteers don't have.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a huge problem.
Of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
Then you have to take pictures and so forth. And then, but where are we going to get T-shirts? Stuff like that. Mm. So to boost the morale, because we're not able to pay our volunteers to date. Again, because
how many are you? How many are you guys in the foundation?
We have 10 right now.
And who doesn't have T-shirts?
I think we have about 5. Okay. Don't have T-shirts.
No, Sol will fund those. Sol will fund the T-shirts.
Thank you so much, Sol. Yeah.
No, man, you will, man. Come on, man. You're the captain. You're the skipper. You're the skipper. So you must organize the T-shirts. You're the skipper. Come on.
No, consider it done. Consider it done. We'll organize really T-shirts for you guys, man.
Really.
Bro, I'm just impressed that, you know, you're a Head Boy even after school. How, like, why did you come up with the foundation? You know, what was it that made you decide, you know, to probably, I don't know if you're still in corporate, but just go with all the things you're doing, family and stuff, to do this? Because a lot of people don't give a fuck, you know? If they're good, if their family's soft and sorted, they don't care about everybody else. So why would you go through, you know, that much to find a foundation?
You know, to be honest, I think I've always been a good kid in general.
True.
But appreciate it, G. However, growing up in the township and such environments, it can be anywhere where, you know, the environment is about marginalization. I fell into the trap of peer pressure. Yeah. And to some point, I was part of the problem.
Mm.
You know, the hot money that I see who are sitting there and they're inspiring you to be like them because they've opened up a boot and it's full of alcohol and everything. And, you know, that's all you're aspiring towards. Mm. Being a smart kid, I ended up not being a smart kid because that's all I could see all around me.
Yeah. Wow.
And I thank God there came a point in time where I was able to be now part of the solution. As you're growing up, you're not able to articulate where you think your purpose is towards.
Mm.
And after, you know, I had fumbled a lot of times, and I think even my mom had given up to a point there.
Jeez,
but,
bro.
You know, she's my hero. She's my role model. I'll say it out. One person who's never given up on me.
Mm.
And I think through many prayers and, you know, as well inside knowing that I'm a good kid, I wanted to contribute back. So having experience in corporate, I was exposed. I was working in STEM, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics equipment. So whenever I would go in those environments, I'd come back again, go guys. And then you find that we're still chilling, go to Koning and stuff like that. And then for the first time in 2017, I applied to Department of Science and Technology to partner with them to bring National Science Week to Daveyton. Wow. We pulled it off for a full 5 days for the first time with, I think, about 20 schools. And I've never been so fulfilled. And then I guess as I'm growing up, I ended up being here. And I'm proud to say now, I'm part of the solution that I want to see,
in
our townships. So now I want to contribute intentionally towards that.
Shout out.
Man, shout out. Shout out to St. Francis College in Benoni, producing a wonderful young man. Nice work, man, yeah?
Appreciate
Miss Cocroft would be proud. Diane. She insists we call her Diana. She was the headmaster and the founder of the school. Like, she founded the school. Started off as a night school for adults in the late 80s, and then it became... And then those parents were so happy. They were like, yo, please, you know, provide the same platform and quality of education for our young ones. And then she founded the school. Amazing woman, Diane Cocroft.
Fantastic, man. Round of applause for Bunda Melo.
Shut up, bro!
Shut up, man. Let's continue to support other chillers, man. Be a part of the cause. Just become a member. Like I said, purchase some Chillers Punch. This is where the money's all going to. On that note, on that beautiful note, we out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabine? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.